I'm going to talk now to Andrew Phelan, a member of ASTI. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
I suppose you might be known from now on as Megaphone Man. You were there at the conference yesterday shouting at the minister. What got into you?
Well, Sean, I'm kind of baffled, really, by some of the response this morning from the media. And, oh, my God, somebody took out a megaphone and this is incredible. I mean, what's so extraordinary about that? I mean, teachers up and down the country are struggling to pay their mortgages, struggling to pay bills. I mean, why is someone taking a megaphone out to speak to the minister because he refuses to listen to us? Why, I don't understand why people say that that's so extraordinary and it's such a massive thing. I don't understand it. In fact, I think more people should be doing that to government up and down the country.
If your trade union invites a minister to its conference, the least that can be expected is that delegates would listen to what he or she has to say.
Well, did our trade union send a letter out to all the members in the country asking do they want the minister to come? So who invited them?
Well, presumably the word must have come back that they did. And tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Hold on there for a minute. This is an important issue. I mean, you can't just push it aside. Like, who invited the minister down here?
Well, let's just say the general secretary and the president or the national executive. That would be my assumption.
Well, you're probably correct, yeah. But, I mean, that's generally, I don't think a lot of the members, there's complete apathy within the trade union movement at the moment. Nobody's going to branch meetings, people are not attending. People are really, really sick and tired of both the government and what the trade union leadership is up to,
Tell me this much.
Under the carpet.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you teach and where are you from?
I teach in PE. I'm from Waterford. I'm teaching PE in Lucan.
In Dublin?
In Lucan, Dublin, yeah.
And supposing one of your students produced a megaphone in the middle of your class, what would your reaction be?
Well, it would depend in the context, wouldn't it? I mean, if you're trying to teach a subject, whatever, and took out a megaphone for whatever he was going to say, it would absolutely entirely depend on the context. I mean, this is born out of pure frustration.
Had you any interest at all, Andrew Phelan, in listening to what Rory Quinn had to say?
No, because we've listened repeatedly to Rory Quinn and all the government ministers over the last few months, repeatedly, and over the last few years. And what they're saying, I mean, in the run-in to the last election, they've made all sorts of promises and then didn't do it. I mean, politicians are liars by their very nature. I mean, that's their nature. And why should we listen to that? Why should we listen to spin and guff of a pre-rehearsed speech that he had made? Somebody else probably even wrote it for him and then regurgitate that to us. I mean, all I was asking for with the megaphone is that he take questions from the floor. That's a simple request, that you engage with teachers, you take questions from ordinary teachers in the classroom, not from our trade union leadership in some quiet little boardroom somewhere, but on the floor, in front of the cameras, in front of the media. And I wanted to see if he would respond to that, and he didn't.
And just on that point of politics and politicians, are you a member of a political party?
No, I'm not. I was a member of the Socialist Party for about 4 years, and I left about a year ago.
Why?
Yeah, that's my own personal reasons. I believe in changing society, and I didn't believe that the Socialist Party is the mechanism to do that. But I was still putting support behind the Socialist Party and for the work that they do. But I don't believe that the internal structures of that party are what's going to bring about change in society.
They're not radical enough. Is that the issue?
No, absolutely not saying that whatsoever. I'm just saying that the internal structures of the party, in my opinion, are not facilitating, people fighting back.
How do you deal with disruptive pupils in your own classes?
I don't really have very many disruptive pupils in my class, to be honest, John.
Okay, so you've got a way, I suppose. I don't mean you've got a way as in terms of escaping with, but you've got a way of dealing with people. Is that it? That brings them on side and persuades them that your way of running the show is the way to do it in PE class, yeah?
No, I mean, I do get on very well with my students, and my students get on very well with me, and absolutely there's some students who detest PE, who don't like it, etc. and so on, but I'm not one to shout down their neck and say, you have to do this, you have to do that. I try my best to encourage them to do it, and I mean, that's all I can do, and I'm trying my best to do that. But I mean, I wouldn't call students disruly or just, that's unfair, most students are well capable, and in fact the minister was talking yesterday about changing education and inequality, etc. I mean, the very reason that there's problems in education and problems is because of the way that society is structured, because students from from more, let's say, working class backgrounds are, I mean, they're a hell of a lot more disadvantaged than other more privileged students. And the government is doing nothing. And in fact, their policies of austerity, et cetera, are worsening that. They're making that gap even bigger. And that's having a knock-on effect then in the education system, et cetera, and so on. And to paper over with some, you know, oh, I'm going to change the education policy for this and that, it's not doing. This is a wider societal issue, and that needs to be tackled. And the minister needs to answer some of those questions.
Andrew Phelan, member of the ASTI, thanks for joining us.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.